only that, but for those of you that have been wondering where the unwrinkled ear has been, I've been getting very wrinkly. Thorough mating job. At least according to several local bullfinches. Made it to the page, that is, and pages are, as we know, flat, making me wrinkled. It's a lot of unwrinkling to do tonight. Hence the reason we begin with an album of such incredible perfection as Marchetti Voice Crack Nettinger's Double Wash. We're into the morning section right now. Whole thing recorded December 12th, 1999. And it's funny when people decide they want to tell you what the best albums of the year were or what happened that was really important in a certain year. They always look to when the albums came out, not when they were recorded. A bit skewed in my eyes. A bit skewed. Now, not only have we been gone for 2 months, but the World Series is upon us. And upon us in a big way. Because the Cardinals did one heck of a job tonight. I don't know if you were watching. I was not for the last 3 innings. I was driving over here and doing a couple of errands, and then before I came up to the studio, I was listening on the radio. It actually made me fall in love with radio all over again. How fantastic it is to listen to a great ball game on the radio, and likewise, some unwrinkling where you can get some voice cracking. So I've got a couple of things for the World Series. I'm a big Tigers fan, and I was rooting for the Cardinals to put the pain on New York. How can you not root for bad things to happen to New York? You know, September 11th aside, how can you not root for bad things to happen to New York? So I've got a fantastic Supremes number. Maybe I'll even try something from St. Louis. But the first thing we're going to start out with is this Thin Lizzy 45. It's called Trouble Boys. We're going to hear the B-side. It arrived today warped. As a Pringle. In the mail. So I can't wait to write this guy an email and be like, what the hell were you thinking? But I'm going to play it for you, because we all want to hear it. And I have to admit, Thin Lizzy, regardless of where they're actually from, tell yourself if you know. It's a very Detroit band. You can tell that by the fact that they have lots of songs with the word boys in the title, because they think of themselves as boys. You know, blank boys, if you know where they're from, Detroit boys, etc. And this will not be the last double wash. I know it's your first double wash of the evening, and mine as well, as far as the evening is concerned. But this will not be the last double wash.
suffer. It's a mirage to be alone. It's a mirage to suffer. It serves me right to be alone. You see, I'm living in the memory of a day that is past and gone. I see a woman, you know it make me think about mine. Every time I see a woman, you know it make me think about mine. I'm living in the memory of a woman that I left behind. Serve me right to be alone. It serves me right to suffer. It serves me right to be here alone. Of a woman that is past and gone.
Thank you.
Okay, enough of that. I know I was playing some analog synthesizer, but it doesn't actually sound like dirt. Even though some of the best analog synthesizers do, and this damn board is wired full for fucking idiots. So this one CD player is nice and lined up for CD number 2. We heard some double wash. That sounded wonderful. And then CD number 1, where it used to be, somebody just ripped that off and for some reason decided to mark it as turntable 1. And also jacked up the other turntable into it, even though there's 5 available patches. Regardless, it sounds like shit. So we're going to hear something else. We're going to keep the baseball mood and we'll just have to wait for Thomas Lane to come on back and make his nice little supreme gesture after the Supremes and their wonderful Motown sound. They'll be singing the song, There's No Stops Now.
I took a chance and I went to a voodoo dance. I was looking for new romance, that's why I went to the voodoo dance. The high priest looked very mean when he appeared upon the scene. He made a motion to me and they began the ceremony. And what his song was, black boot walk without a head, and there was was an old lady living in a tomb with ten zombies. She had a calabash in her hand pouring snake oil and a voodoo man. Now what his song was, Rukumbe, Rukumbe. She aroma is a man. Rukumbe, Rukumbe, Selma. Le kula, le kula, Selma. Rukumbe, Rukumbe, Selma. One of the members, she carried a lamb to the slaughter. The witch doctor wasn't satisfied, and he ordered blackbirds to pick out she eye. What they said was, Rukumbe, Rukumbe, Selma. Le kula, le kula, Selma. Rukumbe, Rukumbe, Selma. Tamashi, Aruba, Selma. Rukumbe, Rukumbe, Selma.
Yes. hear how much cleaner that sounds through the new channels? I'm so glad I made those line switches. Yes, that was pretty, but we're gonna have to put that aside for a moment and contextualize it with the rest of what's really going on. Yes, there are moments in my life that require unadulterated Frank Zappa guitar solos. And the rest of the musicians there publish no adulteration. We'll be right back. Roswell Rudd. Track called Blown Bone. Title track off the new Eminem reissue. Roswell Rudd on trombone, Umbira Sansa, and miscellaneous percussion on this. Another just fantastic release by Eminem. Steve Lacy plays soprano sax and even a little miscellaneous percussion himself on all 8 tracks on the disc. Oh, excuse me, except for number 4, which the personnel you have to look inside for. Sorry about that. Wilbur Little on bass, Paul Motion on drums. Kenny Davern being added on clarinet and soprano on that track. Sounded actually like he was playing soprano on that particular one. He plays on 4 of the tracks. Tyrone Washington on tenor. Patty Brown on electric piano. And this is actually her last known recording, at least by the folks that put this reissue together, though she did play on several things before this. And things worth tracking down, as a matter of fact. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Shirley Scott, and Patty Brown gives her a run for the flicker. And let's see. That's it on that one. Blown Bone, recorded March 27th, 1976. Before that, a number by Carlos Miranda, No Como Tú. And actually, I bought this record for $2 at a record store in Minneapolis. And the person who had previously owned it marked 3 tracks with little asterisks. Oh, fuck. Did I forget to include the line iced asterisks? Sorry, I just finished this book, and that must have been from a story that wasn't in there, because that's not in the book. Which reminds me that every time I go record shopping, I should definitely trust when anybody writes the name Dolores on the lapel of a man wearing a tuxedo, and then has the wherewithal/foresight to also mark which tracks need to be starred. We might even hear... Oh, I should have probably played this one. I won't tell you the title. We might hear it later. Right now, what we're listening to is garbage. So, erase that from your mind. It's actually kind of like a palate cleanser, like ginger. Pickled ginger. Don't put it on the fish. It actually just erases everything. This is a little palate cleanser to remind us of nothing, so that we have our ears fresh. Sometimes it works actually better than silence. And just because we're in the mood, and Glavins is phenomenal, we're going to hear his arrangement of Manteca from the new Blue Note reissue, Gil Evans, The Complete Pacific Jazz Sessions. Greatly enough, it's only 1 disc, so it only costs like $12. Oh, shit. CD player's not reading it. Not having none of that. Alright, well, we are going to hear that, regardless of what it takes. Egg Roswell Rudd. Keep cleansing your palate. Cleanse the palate. Oh, it read it this time, so it's just a double take. That's all that's required. Makes sense, considering all of our double... Thank you. Shooka shooka wee, shooka 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 wee. Shooka shooka wee, oh.